Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, "Be kind and compassionate to one another." While driving recently, I saw a billboard on the highway. There was a picture of a train coming down the tracks and a person walking near the tracks. The caption read, "Every 33 minutes, a person is hit by a train." Many thoughts raced through my mind. Why would a person walk on or alongside railroad tracks? A train has a fixed course, unless there is a derailment. That train has a fixed space on which to travel. That space should never be shared. I also thought about driver's education classes I attended in high school. We had a session about railroad crossings. Basically, we were taught to stop, look, and listen. When clear, proceed. Paul wrote to the Ephesians that we should be kind and compassionate to one another. If we're to carry out this command, we have to be aware of the needs of people around us. We have to be intentional about asking how someone is doing. I checked out my groceries at the customer no-service, self-service checkout. When I finished, I saw someone I had not seen for a long time. I asked, "How are you and your wife?" He told me about a horrible accident his wife had experienced recently. He needed to share, and I asked what I could do. You probably have known someone who has had or is experiencing COVID-19. Did you contact them to see if you could bring something to drop off at their porch? People often drop out of church for what appears to be no reason. If we knew the truth, they may be having marriage problems or experienced a layoff from their job or received a bad diagnosis with their health. As the body of Christ, we're told to be kind to one another and compassionate. Stop, look, and listen. God has ministry opportunities waiting for us.